This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Francesa Podcast. We are back today because in the NFL, as we said, things move very, very quickly, and there is already, we are still a day and a half away from the official opening of the season on the 13th, but you can contact people after noon officially. We know these deals have been done over the weekend. You have to move quickly in the NFL. You have to have things done before the bell ever rings in the NFL, and you'll see in a second how many players are already off the board. Before I get to that, let's get to the Yankee news. And if you wanted to see whether the Yankees were going to go shopping for pitchers, all you needed to hear about was Cole getting an MRI on his elbow. I don't know yet any extent, but anytime you are fooling around with a shoulder or an elbow on a pitcher, especially a prominent power pitcher, you are without question have your heart in your mouth if as a club, as a player, everything else. I mean, the idea that he's getting an MRI, you don't get MRIs for nothing. There's some discomfort there, clearly. Now, this could be just incredibly precautionary, but it's not nothing that you can take to this. And considering some of the other issues in that pitching staff, this could be the hammer that makes things change radically for the Yankees, so stay tuned for that. The other news, of course, we told you that things would happen at ridiculous speed with free agency. It's happened even faster than that. Cousins, the Vikings made an offer, my understanding. It wasn't as good as the Falcons. He now goes to the Falcons on a four-year deal. The Falcons did bring in new players, but they're going elsewhere for a quarterback. And are they going to the draft for a quarterback? There's also talk that an ex-Jet quarterback could wind up in Minnesota. All right? I mean, things are – they don't have the quarterback they need to run that offense with those receivers. Let's see what happens in Minnesota. But Cousins now goes to the Falcons, and the Falcons with Raheem Morris in place, and now Cousins at quarterback. This team – was in every game. This team is so close. And if it can utilize its talent, its skill positions with a quarterback like Cousins, they could be very, very good. So it could be get very interesting. And of course, for the Giants, I thought it was going to be the Cowboys. It's not. The Cowboys were in on them. But the Eagles, when they want somebody, they move very swiftly, and they did. 3 years, 37 and change for Barkley. So for Giant fans who have been very much enamored with Saquon all these years, they are going to hate the fact that he is now in a Philadelphia Eagle uniform, but he is for the next 3 years. And for Barkley, he's got to be happy with what he got. He, you know, if you can get over 10 as a running back, you got to feel like you did well. 3 for $37 million, you got to feel 37 plus, you got to feel pretty good. So the stunner from a Giants standpoint, and the wheel kept spinning right there. Jacobs goes to the Packers. They turn around and cut Aaron Jones. So Aaron Jones is no longer on the Packers. Now Jacobs leaves the Raiders, and he goes to the Packers as the number one running back. There are still other running backs out there, but Pollard isn't one of them. Pollard signs with goes with the Titans. Swift goes with the Bears. Okay, you know Bill Wilson's going to the Steelers. Christian Wilkins, who we told you would be one of the first guys off the board when you take into account age, injury status, and money, he was going to be one of the first guys off. He gets a big contract from the Raiders. I thought one of the real guys value-wise was Van Ginkle. He goes to the Vikings. Robert Hunt, a good athletic offensive lineman at guard, goes to the Panthers. The Jets have not pulled the trigger on an offensive lineman. The two guys who can play the premier tackle. Listen, we understand there's going to be a lot of debate about Smith no matter what happens. The Cowboys, it's a huge debate in Dallas that he's not going to be there because they're scared to death not having him there. Yes, he has been injury prone. He's also been an incredible player who has never gotten paid the way he should get paid. And I know his want was to go back to Dallas. It doesn't look like that's happening. He has not signed anywhere. I've looked for him. He's not there yet. The only rumors I saw was that he was talking to Tennessee. We'll wait and see what he does. And there are still a couple of offensive linemen that are still on the board. There's not a lot there. Runyon went to the Giants on a deal. So they beef up the offensive line with Runyon. Jonah Jackson, who is a good offensive lineman at guard, goes to the Rams. The Rams have already signed two guards in free agency. So now you have Hunt off the board, Jackson off the board, Runyon off the board, waiting for them to sign, the Jets to sign offensive linemen. Bryce Huff, you knew he was going to get taken quickly. He's with the Eagles. Watch, he will become first of all, he wasn't already an incredibly productive player, just didn't play a lot. He is going to be a big factor with the Eagles. So he's headed to the Eagles. Greenard goes to the Vikings. Cashman goes to the Vikings. Gabe Davis goes to the Jaguars. So you have seen a ton of players go off the board incredibly quickly. Henry's still out there. Remember, Barkley, Jacobs, and Pollard are already gone. Henry's out there. Where's he headed? There had been talk of a couple of places, but I don't see anything happening yet. Again, he's probably trying to command a lot of money. We'll see what happens as far as that. Money plays into it, no question. Cousins' deal we'll get to later because these deals that are reported, they're not always completely accurate. So you want to see. The big deals were the Wilkins deal with the Raiders. He got 4 years, $110 million. I don't have the exact guarantee money yet. I believe they're saying $80 million was reported, but that could be high because they first said 95 was guaranteed for Jones. And when you look under the hood, it's not 95. It's less that is guaranteed in his $158 million contract. Huff got a 3-year, $51 million deal with the Eagles. Gabe Davis got a 3-year deal with the Jaguars. Aaron Jones is now out there, so he's free to sign anybody he wants. He's still a good player, and he had a very, very good finish to the season. So he is out there in a big way. And again, you're out there looking at the offensive linemen. That's what you're looking for if you're thinking about the Jets. And the Jets have not done anything yet. I have not seen anything come down the pike yet on the Jets, and they need to move before these offensive linemen come off the board. Cousins, $180 million, a $50 million signing bonus, $90 million guaranteed over the next 2 years, with an additional $10 million guaranteed for $100 million guaranteed in the $180 million four-year contract. So he gets a $50 million signing bonus. He has $100 million guaranteed, and the Falcons have their quarterback. They went the extra yard. There have been a lot of talk about him going to Atlanta. A lot of talk about Atlanta also kicking the tires on Fields. But then the last 48 hours, there was a lot of talk about Minnesota getting back in. According to what we're hearing, Minnesota did get back in. But Atlanta outbid him. And he is now on his way to Atlanta. So that is a very, very big swing in the balance of power, okay? So the bottom line is, you just turn around and people are signed incredibly, incredibly quickly. I mean, it happens so fast. It is unbelievable how quick guys go off the board here and sign with teams, okay? You have some other guys re-sign. Hunter Henry is back with the Pats, if you were looking for him. The Jets have just not done anything except re-sign their kicker, which I think is a good move. But, again, what about the offensive line, which is imperative, absolutely imperative, that they go to work on this offensive line? You're waiting to see what happens there. But, again, nothing has happened for the Jets yet. You are waiting to see. Pollard, if you're interested, Cowboy fans, got a three-year, $24 million contract. He, if he's used right, is an incredibly valuable piece to be used the right way. He is an unbelievably valuable piece. One of the big contracts was Christian Wilkins, 4 years, 110. They're saying $80 million guaranteed. We'll wait and see about that. Barkley, 3 years, $37 million, 37.75 if you want exact. So a tough one for the Giants, a stunner for the Giants, and the Eagles also signing Bryce Huff. So they get a Jet and a Giant. 3 years, $51.1 million. There's been talk now that I look up, because I've been looking up Smith. He has been talking to Washington, evidently, also. Now, whether that happens, we'll wait and see. Again, he is going to be expensive, and he is injury-prone, so you can throw cold water on any deal he signs. But remember, in Dallas, they're going crazy because he's not there, because that's how good a player he's been. The question has never been about his ability to play. His question has been about him staying healthy. That has always been the question with him his whole career, but he is a multiple-time All-Pro and an incredibly talented player. So, again, if you're the Jets, the offensive line, there's two guys, both guys that the Rams signed, I liked for the Jets to look at. Jonah Jackson, who got a three-year, $51 million deal, and Kevin Dotson, who got re-signed for a three-year, $48 million deal. I thought both of those guys were guys you want to look at, and didn't happen, as a matter of fact. Did not happen, okay? Here you go, Rappaport. 4 years, $68 million. The Packers sign Xavier McKinney. 4 years, $68 million. So the Packers got Josh Jacobs. They cut Aaron Jones. Now they sign Xavier McKinney. That's just off the board just a minute ago. And we are waiting to see what happens with the Jets as far as the offensive linemen. A lot of the guards are already off the board. Some of the key guards have either re-signed with their team or are off the board already. There's a couple of players worth looking at that you want to take a look at for the offensive line. The Jets, I felt, needed to be in this immediately into the offensive line here. They are not going to be able to fill this offensive line just through the draft. You want some experience. You want some versatile toughness, leadership, and experience, and you need to bring it in there. It's not in-house on the Jet offensive line. They need to be moving on that, and they haven't. So we have to wait and see until everybody's off and see what it looks like. But so many key guys are already off the board, and the Jets have not made a move. Now, maybe they're going to sign Smith. I don't know. He has not signed anywhere yet. I think if you're the Jets, it is a move you have to make. You can tell me about him being such a high valuation. You can tell me about him being hurt. Bottom line is he played 900. He's never going to play probably every game. But if he plays 80% of the games, he is such an upgrade. It is unbelievable. I understand he's injury prone. He is, but he is an incredible talent. And you don't get a chance to get your hands on premium tackle talent. It just doesn't happen. Now, the Cowboys, hey, they had issues with guys they had to sign. And they went back and forth and forth and back. And it was debated. It's still being debated in Dallas how they handle that. So it's not like it's not like anyone's going to get an answer they're happy with this year. Because if he plays and he has the year that he can possibly have, people are going to look silly for letting him go. And if you sign him and he doesn't play at all, well, you're going to hear about that too. So the bottom line is, though, if you're the Jets, that's where they need to take a little bit of a chance and throw money, because they need people on the offensive line in the worst way, and they need talent on the offensive line in the worst way. Otherwise, what's going on with Aaron Jones, with Rodgers will not stand. He will get hurt again if they can't fix this line. And so far, they have not done anything, absolutely anything. All right? And you're sitting and waiting and watching, and nothing has happened since. Now, we'll probably do something either later on tonight or tomorrow morning, because there will be so many more of the top guys will go out. It will happen that quickly. You see how quickly this is happening here. And how stunningly it is happening. So we will get to more of it. As far as the Yankee situation, we will get to more on Cole in the, obviously, by tomorrow, the news that Cole to get an MRI for his discomfort. Again, you don't want to make too much of it, but the fact that he is doing it, the fact that he has to go travel, and the fact that he was having trouble recovering between outings is going to put an incredible damper over all the excitement that has happened there with the additions they brought in, especially what Soto has done. And Verdugo, and even some of the changes that have happened to the leadership of that locker room that they've been talking about so much, okay? But Cole is in that setup there. Cole is as indispensable as anybody on that team. They cannot have him shut down for any period of time. And if they do, they are going to have to change their tune on guys who are still on the market. It could be a very, very fortunate break for Boras, who's had a lot of egg on his face this offseason. We'll have to wait and see. The MRI was scheduled for this afternoon in Clearwater, Florida. He said the way it has been described is, now that we're getting a little more information, is that he feels like he would feel between starts in spring training, having thrown 40 pitches, he feels like he does when he throws 110 pitches. That is not a good sign. Again, we'll have to wait and see. All right? We'll have to wait and see. The Giants are signing Devin Singletary from Houston to a contract. Last year, he had 898 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. Not a bad back, not obviously anywhere near a premier back, but a useful running back to make up for the fact that they passed. I do not have a I understand right now there is a lot of unhappiness in Giant world because Saquon is on the Eagles. You didn't want him on the Cowboys. You didn't want him on the Eagles. I understand that. with a popular player who was taken at the top of the draft, who has been so debatable for so many years. I understand that. Watching him score 3 touchdowns against the Giants in a game is not going to be fun. Watching him break a, 75-yard touchdown run against the Giants is not going to be fun in an Eagle uniform. But the bottom line is, in the building of the Giants, it does not mean that much. It does not impact the Giants really at all. The Giants can go about their plans without Saquon. The one thing is, you just don't like him when he's going to be in your face with a team that has owned you. And a bitter, bitter rival. It makes it very, very tough. So an incredible amount of news. We'll have more for you, so stay tuned. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.